but in two different houses of the middle chotzer. So therefore what? And the more of what happened meter is command to Beis Shammai. Now this will go according to Beis Shammai. Why Beis Shammai Shittim? The Tanya. Chamisha Shegobu Eserim. If you have five people, let's say five houses opening up into one chotzer, and you went around to all five people and you collected the Eruv and you put it down. Now Vinasnu Bishne Kalim. Even though you put all five, really only these four pasim, the house that you put the Eruv in, he doesn't need a pas for himself. So you collected four pasim from the other four people, and you put it in one house. But when you went to put it down in one house, you didn't put it in one keli, like in one box. You put the Eruv down in two different kelim. You took two lechems in one box, and two lechems in another box. That's not called the good Eruv. An Eruv is the pshat, you collect all the pasim together, and you put it in one keli. That's Beis Shammai Shita. Even though it's in one house, it has to also be in one keli. If it's in two different boxes, you don't have this halacha. Beis Hillel says no. Eruv on Eruv. Beis Hillel says no, the Eruv is still good. Even though it's in two different kelim, two different boxes in the house, still it's kosher. So the Havamina is now that even according to Beis Hillel, so you see there's no halacha, it has to be all together. Even though it's in two different kelim, two different boxes, the Eruv is kosher. So what are you answering me now? We're talking about now that the two outside chatzerim, when they collected their pasim, they said, I could put it in the middle chatzer. But you answer me now, they didn't put it in one house in the middle chatzer, they put it in two houses in the middle chatzer. So since it's in two different places, it's not the style to make it like one rishus. So the Havim in here, that's only good according to Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai says the Eruvs have to be mamish together in one kli. For the Chur according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to put the Eruvs in two different kelim. So Chur just like it can be in two different kelim, who are then if it's in two different houses, so what? As long as it's all in one chotzer, it still remains like one big rishus. So Chur, you're not answering good according to Beis Hillel. So the Gemara name. Afilu teima Beis Hillel. Avada, we're answering good even according to Beis Hillel. I'll tell you poshrik. Ad kan loy kamri Beis Hillel hosom ela bishnei kelim b'bayis echon. When did Beis Hillel say the loch riz? If you collect the Eruv, let's say you have five people living in the chotzer. You have five apartments opening up into the chotzer. So you have to collect four pasim from the four different houses and put it into this one guy's house. Now, even according to Beis Hillel, you have to put all four of them into one house, I call upon him. It has to be together in one apartment. Just the loch is in one apartment, we don't care if it's two different kelim or in one keli. That's Beis Hillel's makom. Avo b'shnei batim loy. But if you're going to collect the pasim and put two pasim in one house and two pasim in another house, then Beis Hillel is also maskim. That's not called the good Eruv. Eruv has to be everybody's living together in one apartment. If everybody puts their muslin in one bias, we look as if everybody is resting, sleeping in this one house. So everybody's kind of shrisei, it's like one big rishus. But avada Beis Hillel is moida. If you put the Eruvs in two different houses, we don't look like you're living together, so it's no good. So now that's a good tendency even according to Beis Hillel. We're talking about these two outside chatzerim, when they collected their pasim and they put it together to make the Eruv in the middle chatzer, they didn't put it together in one house, but they put it in two separate houses. So since it's in two separate houses here, we do not look as if the two outside chatzerim are living together. They're not living together. So we just see as if the outside chatzer and the middle chatzer live together, the outside chatzer and this middle chatzer live together, that's all. But the two outside ones don't live together, because the two outside ones do not have their pasim together in one house. They have it in two separate houses. So since they're two separate houses, that's not called a good Eruv to make them together. Rashi, b'shnei batim, tahashtel loy mechavri mechitzoy nespadodi. Now you don't have the two outside ones put together. Fredi Mor now kasha. Omale Ravacha braid the Ravavio the Ravashi. That he asked Ravacha braid the Ravavio, asked the Kash, told Ravashi, Luchura, Lurav Yehudi Kasha, Ulurav Sheshis Kasha. I have a Kasha on both of these Terutzim. That what the Kasha was again, that since we're talking about that Luchura, the outside ones made in the Ruba Chaseris with the middle Chaser, so why don't we look as if all three Chaserim are together? And like it's like one big Rishus now. That was the Kasha. So if Yehuda gave the territories, we're talking about that the middle one put two Eruvi Chatzeris, one in the right Chatzer, and one in the left outer Chatzer. So the kids said they did not put all the Eruvs together in the middle Chatzer. Now for kids, the middle one made two different Eruvi Chatzeris, and put a pass in the right outside Chatzer, and they put another set of pass in the other outside Chatzer. That was of Yehuda's Kasha. For that Kasha, of Yehuda Kasha, I have a Kasha in Yehuda. Yom going to Nasnu. And so again, Omale Rav Acha, Braid Rav Abin Rav Ashi, that the Rav Yehuda Kasha, or the Rav Sheshes Kasha. He has a Kasha on both of these Terutzim. The Shre Rav Yehuda's Terutz and the Shre Rav Sheshes' Terutz. Why? The Rav Yehuda Kasha. Rav Yehuda has Shre, the Yoma, what was Rav Yehuda's Kasha? What was Rav Yehuda's Terutz? They're going, Shenosnu em Tsoyes Eruvay Bezu, the Eruvay Bezu, that the middle one made two pasim, two sets, and put one Erev into the right side out of Chotzer, and made another Erev with the other outside Chotzer. That's why the two outside ones have no Shaykhus together. Because they never came together, the two outside Chotzerim. Just the middle Chotzer made an Erev with the outside one, and then another one with the other outside one. That was his Teretz. Now he's asked Makasha though, V'chi von di Erevu em Tzoyis. Pahad v'chi Tzoynom. What happens, what is, you have to do one at a time. So first the middle one takes their pass and puts together with the right outside one. So Maisa, now these two chaserim are like one. There's the middle one put an eruv chaseris in the outside chaser. So they're like one. Now when the Yansoyis now goes and makes the second eruv with this outside chaser here, since they were already considered like one, let like the middle one be a shliach of the other outside chaser, that when the middle one makes the Erev with the next outside chaser, it's like these two together are making an Erev with this outside chaser. So in this outside chaser, all three chaserim are together. So again, they should all be, all three should be mutter to carry ladodi. Because the middle one first went to the right side. They became like one. Now when the middle one goes to the left side, the middle one should be a shliach for the right side one to make the Erev with the left side one. So it looks like all three are together now on the left side one. So that's his kasha. Why not? They came together, so they're like one now. But since they're like one chotzer now, when he goes to make an Erev with the outside chotzer, he should buy like a shliach for everybody here. It was something like that. So very more, kivon the Erevu and soyis. As soon as the middle one first made an Erev with one outside one, heve lechoda, they come like one chotzer. The chihodro, the orva bahadi iduch, when the middle one now goes and makes the second Erev with the other outside one, is the chura shlichusei avdei. They're doing a shliach for the outside one. So all three should be together, so they should all be mutz to carry together. That's his kasha. So Rashi, shlichusei de chitzoina avda. The Ishtakar comes out now, the Kula Kiyadod Irvu. All three of them should be together in this outside Chotzer. The Kulu Lishtaran, all three of them should be Mutter. We're not Gurus Iduch yet. So that's the Kasha now. Since the middle one takes the Shlichus of the first one, so all three should be looked like in the other outside Chotzer. So who again the Kasha, they should all be Mutter. That's what we'll soon see what the Teretz is. Vaitul Rosheshes Kasha. He also has a Kasha on the second Teretz, Rosheshes Teretz. What was Rosheshes Teretz? His Teretz was true, the two outside Chatzarim put the Erev in the middle Chatzar, but they didn't put it together in one bias in the middle one, they put it in two separate Batim. So since in two separate Batim, we did not look like all three Chatzarim are together in one bias, so we look as if separate people are there. For Etra Kasha, once they look separately, Faket, then they should all be Osir. Even the middle Chatzar should be Osir to carry from the middle to the outside one. Why? It should look now like you have five people, five houses opening up into one chotzer. And what about the shochach echad meam b'la'irv? Let's say one person forgot to make an erev with the other four people. The halacha reads the asri hadodi that they're also to carry out now. Since there's one person in this chotzer that did not make an ruvi chaserus. So since he's also to carry from his bias into the chotzer, and he lamaisu is walking out into the chotzer, so his diurin, his drisus regal, that he walks into the chotzer, he makes it also for everybody to carry out from their house into the chotzer. And if you're going to make a rubi chaseris, that everybody living in the apartment makes an erev together. You can't have three people make an erev together, and there's still one person in one apartment that does not make the erev. Because then that one person asks on the other people. The kashir is also, you're telling me now in this middle chotzer, the two batim, you put the two areas in two different houses. Come to say, the right side one is in one house. The left side chotzer is in the other house. Now with this chotzer itself now, you have like two different people living in this chotzer. Now, since these two batim did not make it a ruby together, these two batim should ask ladodi. It should apply by two people living in this chotzer now, and they did not make it a ruby chateres together. So even in the middle chotzer, it should be also to carry out from the houses into the chotzer. Because you have now this outside person, these outside chotzer is living in one house. And you have the other outside chotzer living in another house in the middle chotzer. So you have two people living in the middle chotzer that are not making erev together. Like these two outside ones can't carry together. So they did not make an erev together. So you have now like two people living in one chotzer that did not make an erev chatzeris. Shows to be also even for the middle chotzer to carry outside. That's his kasha. Maybe even on Rosh Hashanah it's shver. Like Rashi says, the Rosh Hashanah kasha. Kivon dinos nushteim. Eruvim b'yem soyis. Is the Erev maybe Diyurin L'Toychei. When you put your Erev in the middle one, it's as if you're living there. The heavy lo kilo dorin kulam b'yem sois. It's like all three chaterim now are living in the middle one. Now the Chivon, the Eruvin, Nosem, Mishnei Batim. Since the outside ones put the Erev into two separate houses, Nimsa, Shaloi, Irvu, Shtayim, Achitzayin, Zuim, Zu. The two outside ones are not making Erev together. The heavy comes out now to Chamishas, like five families, Sheshruyim, B'chotzerachas, five houses open up into one chotzer, and one of them forgot to make an eruv chatzeris in kulam with the other five, yachat together. The locher then is, it's also to carry into this whole chotzer. The afilu eruv im echad mehen, the ho'agabe chamisha, the chotzer achas, tanya liel, lebeitilum, the vishnei kerim hevelu eruv. The kids, this is the kashadam, that since the mitzvah now, you have two different batim, they're like two different chatzerim, two different people living in the middle chatzer, and these two people do not make an erev together. So you have two people living in the middle chatzer that they don't live, that they don't have an erev together. So they should ask on the whole chatzer can't carry out. That's his kasha. So he answered back. The teretz is Omalei Ravashi. Ravashi answered back. You should know loy the Rav Yehuda kasha. Your first kasha you ask on Rav Yehuda is not shver. We'll soon see why. And your second kasha, Yeskan Rav Sheshes, is also not kasha. But Rav Yehuda le kasha. According to Rav Yehuda, it's not shver. What was your kasha? Your kasha was that according to Rav Yehuda, we're talking about the middle one first made an eruv with the outside chotzer. The middle one first made an eruv with the outside, so they became together. Now the kasha, when the middle one goes and makes another eruv with the left side chotzer, let's say the middle one is a shliach of the right side out of chotzer, that all three should be together in the left side chotzer. That was the kasha. There says that's not shver. Kivon the eruv lo and tsoyis v'hadi chitzoina. We're talking about now. First, the middle one made an eruv with the right side outside chotzer on the right of chotzer. Now ushtayim chitzoinis v'hadi adodi lo eruv. Now we know clearly that these two outside chaterim never got together. They never made an eruv together. Since they didn't make an erev together, is goli daitas like megal das de boho nicholei or boho la nicholei? Is that the chlora gilu das that the moshul this right side chotzer it only wants to have an erev with the middle chotzer? That's all. How come etchila the middle one didn't the right one right away didn't go to make an erev with the outside chotzer? It's raya they don't want to have shaitas to the outside chotzer. So mela it's like a gilu das. The right one only wants to have an Erev with the middle one and does not want to have an Erev with the other outside one. So therefore, when the middle one goes now and puts his Erev with the other outside one, we can't say the middle one is a shliach of the right side one to make his Erev in the left side one, because the right side one, the Pharisee, does not want to be with the left side one. They never made an Erev together. It's only the middle one that wants to be connected together. The middle chotzer wants to have a right to carry into the right side chotzer and into the left side chotzer. But the two outside chotzerim don't want to be together. So maybe you can't say the svara to say that the middle one now should be a shliach for the right chotzer to put everybody together in the left chotzer. It's a gildash, you don't want it to be. Rashi says, Rashi doesn't answer. Good. So that's the terrors. That here the blog of gildash, that the two outside ones do not want to be together. So maybe they never, you can't say the middle one is a shliach for one outside chotzer to put them together with the other outer chotzer. No. They said the terrors, they don't want to be together. So maybe then it's good if you have this terrors. The middle teretz is very good. The teretz is that the middle one wants to be with both outside ones. So the middle one made two separate erevs, one with the right side one, one with the left side one. So that's the halacha. The middle one is mutter with both chatzerim, but the two outside chatzerim are also to one the other. The Marga Rasheshes Lakasha. And the Rasheshes' parents is also a good parents. Then what was the Kasha in Rasheshes? Rasheshes said, we're talking about a case that the two outside Chatzarim Taka put the areas in the middle Chatzar. That's what we're talking about. No, they didn't put it together in one bias, they put it in two separate batim. The Kasha was, since they put in two separate batim, we should look in the middle Chatzar as if you have two people living here, that they do not make an Arubi Chatzar together. And since the two outside Chatzarim didn't make it together, they should ask from the middle Chatzar, that the middle Chatzar now can't carry out from their apartments into the Chatzar, because you have somebody living in this Chatzar that didn't make an error. That was the Kasha. The Teretz is, Imamru Diyurin Lahokil, Yamru Diyurin Lahachmir. Is that that we say when you make an Arubi Chatzar, the Pshat, the outer Chatzar, puts their past in the middle Chatzar. So the thing now, it looks as if the outer Chatzar lives in the middle Chatzar. It's not the Pshat that Lamaisa, they're really living there. Avada Lamaisa, the outer Chatzar, is still living back home in their Chatzar. And the middle Chatzar is living home in their Chatzar. And the other Chatzar is living together, living separately. It's only a Svara Lahokka, we say, that if you collect the Pasim, the Muslim, of the outer Chatzar, and put it in the middle Chatzar, that you can make an Arubi Chatzar. So it looks Lekula as if the outer Chatzar is living here in the middle Chatzar. But Avada Lechumra, we don't say that Svara. You can't tell me now that since both outer Chatzarim put the two Erevs in the middle Chatzar, in two different houses, so you want to say now, even Lechumra, that we look as if Mamish, these two outer Chatzarim are living in two separate houses here, and since both of them did not make an error together, they should ask the Zelzem. So far, we don't say, because Lamaisa, they don't live there. It's only a Kula that we said we could look as if the outer Chatzarim is living in the middle Chatzar, Lekula. If you put an Erev there, Lekula will look as if you marry if you're like one Rishus. But Avada, the Metziah, you're not living there, and Lechumra, we don't say that Svara. So therefore, Avada is not Shver, the Kasha. That it's true, the two outside ones put the Erev in the middle one, and therefore both outer side ones are mutter to the middle one, and the middle one is mutter to the outer one. I, the Kasha, let the middle one itself be usher, because you have two people living here that don't have a Ruvich Atheris. The Teretz says, no, they don't mamish live there. These two outer Chatzarim live in their own Chatzar. That we say when you have a pass, it's only Mechzeh. Lekul, it looks as if they're living there. But Avada Lechumra, you don't say that's for it. So Rashi, Imamad Yurim, Shelzu Bezu, Aydei Erev Lehokel. You want to say it Lekula. That means Latiron Yachat, to let them carry from one Chatzar to the other Chatzar. Is Yomru, Sherev Mevi Yadurum Lateuchel Kadei Lesser Aleel. You want to say it's mamish as if it's there, even to Asa one on the other. They're not mamish living there. Till the boy eruve bebayis echad, that the shaft have an erev all together. Hilkach, alpha gav the chitzonim leirvu adodi. Even though the two outside chaserim did not make an erev chaser together. Vnes vegan chitzon v'emtsoi miyum starfi leyasri adodi. The middle one is mitzarf with the outside one, and they're allowed to carry together. And you don't ask the middle chot to say he can't carry out. Because the mice, you don't have these two outer chatzarim living in the middle chatzar. You just have that past there, just erev is there. That's only lekula we say that svarim. But avada, we don't say that svarim with lechumra. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Zu divrei Rabbi Shimon. In our Mishnah, we had this halacha that the two outer chatzarim are mutter with the middle chatzar, and the middle with the two outer ones. That's only according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that svarim. That one could carry into two, but you can't have two carrying into one. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi, Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Tehi Muteresi Moim, that the middle chatzar is mutter to carry out into both outer chatzarim, veini mo. And the two outer chatzarim are also mutter to carry into the middle one. Just from one outer chatzar into the other chatzar, into the other outer chatzar, that you can't carry. That's the din of the Mishnah of Shimon. Avo chachom marim no. The loishonu is no difference. Nosnu shdeyen eruve b'yemtsoyis. Loishonu nosnu emtsoyis eruve b'zu v'zu. Is he asuri mohim. The middle one taker is not allowed to carry into either one of the two outer chatzarim. The middle one can't have a heter to carry into two different chatzarim. That's a stira. You can only have a heter to carry into one chatzar, but you can't have a heter to carry into two different chatzarim. Therefore, the middle chatzar, even though he himself put an erev, zayin this outer chatzar, and zayin the other outer chatzar, from the middle chatzar, you're not allowed to carry its kelim into the outer chatzarim. Other the hein mutar mimor, Just it only helps here that the two outer chatzerim, they are allowed to carry a keli that's in this outer chatzer, and you can carry it into the middle chatzer. That's mutter. But a keli that was in the middle chatzer is also to carry the two outer chatzerim. What's the svar? Why? Because we say, Rishus achas mishamos l'shtei rishuyis. That means kelim sheshifto b'chitzonis. Any kli that was in the outside keli is mutaris b'yemtsoyis. You're allowed to carry it now on Shabbos into the middle chatzer. Because the outer ones only made one Erev with the middle one. So therefore, the outer ones are allowed to carry into the middle one. There's no other Rishus to take them into a different place. Mashenkin, the middle chatzer is in trouble. That means the middle one can't carry into both outer chatzerim. Why? Since the two outer ones did not make themselves like one Rishus, the two outer ones are also to carry from one Chatzur into the other Chatzur. So they still remain like two different Rishuyas. Ela Rishuyas Chaluk is saying they're two separate Rishuyas. V'yein koyech v'yein soyes l'ishtamesh loy bezu v'loy bezu. Now the Chum Svari is that this middle Chatzur has no right to the Mishtamesh to carry out to either one of the outer Chatzurim. Why? Because the svara is like there's a pulling of the rope. What do you call that? The tug of war. They're both pulling the middle chutzner to their side. Tizu moishchoson lekan. The rider outer chutzner is pulling the middle chutzner to it. Vizu moishchoson lekan. And the left side, the left outer chutzner, is pulling the middle chutzner to its side. Ushnei diurin leyavinin lo. We can't give the middle chutzner a din like it's living two places. Either you live in one place, and that's all. So either you're living in the right chutzner, or else you're living with the left chutzner. Now here, Lamaisia, we can't choose which side, because you made an error to both sides. So for both of them to be chal, the Chum say that can't be. One middle rishus can't have a right to carry into two different rishus. Because the monoshuk, if you're part of this rishus, you can't be part of another rishus. Because these two outer rishusim are two separate rishus. They're not one. So you have shaitas to one, that's the spirit to be shaitas to the other one. So therefore, since we don't know which one, they're both pulling you aside, you're talking nowhere. You have no right, the middle chotzer has no right to carry out to the outer chotzers. V'edam yitzit is doimer, kilu hi, meha chotzer achitzoyna, shelo yirvu, padi idu chitzoyna, v'yais rosam. When you want to say that the middle one can carry to the right chotzer, fakert, the left chotzer is pushing it to be part of the left chotzer, and the left chotzer is not allowed to carry into the right chotzer, therefore you can't carry from the middle chotzer to the right one. And the same thing the other way. You go to the other side. You want to carry from the middle one into the left side, we'll tell you no. Since the right side is pushing the middle one to the right side, so the middle one is right to right. And you're not allowed to carry from the right to the left. Therefore, you can't carry from the middle one into either outside ones. But when you made an error of all three of them together, that's mamash like one rishus. That's the chiddush of the chachamim. That when the middle one made a special error which each one of the outer chatzerim, we say the outer chatzer is allowed to carry to the middle one. Because this outside one only has shaykhah to the middle one. That's a good error. You're like part of here. This outer side one also only has shaykhah to the middle one. That's a good error. But the middle one that has shaykhah to both of them at the stirum. Since these two rishuyas are also there, whenever you go to one side, the other one right away pushes you to the other side and you become also. That's the Rabbanan Svara. So the Mara Kiyam Risa came with the Shmuel. When he said over this halacha to Shmuel, Omuli, he said over, Avzu, Divir Reb Shimon. You should know, no. He like